Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was thinking about how government's an issue today. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Government's an issue.
An issue, really?
Yeah. I remember, you know, some grammar school issues going on and kids trying to work things out and people going, "That's mine," you know, or the kid knowing that he's got cookie crumbs all over his face and they're going like, "Did you get the cookies?"
No.
And they're going, "I believe they could be cookie crumbs, but I might have misspoke. I'm not sure. Got crumbs all over your face." And I'm watching these. Listen, if you wanted to know what it looked like when Gideon surrounded the Midianites and God was about to do away with them and they turned in on themselves, watch C-SPAN. I mean, seriously, watch it. And just relax a little bit. Don't just understand that is not going to work. That can't last long. Mm-mm. You're like, "So, really?" You know? We're talking about, well, I don't know, 1/3 of the whole tax base. Somebody just talking about at that point. Like, we're talking about open heart surgery for someone here. We're talking about cancer treatment, and did you just tell me that all this data, social security numbers and all this personal information and date of birth and everything that's being entered into an unsecure potentially website is also being infiltrated intentionally by hired potential felons?
Right.
Did you say that you don't even have to have a criminal background?
Did you say this out loud?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're felons. I'm just saying they didn't ask.
Right.
Don't ask. Don't tell. I mean, think about it. So your data is being mined not only by OMIGOV, right?
Mm.
OMG, which you can find out OMIGOV on
the torch.
On the torch, more about that. But now, according to the Secretary, what's her name?
Kathleen Sebelius.
Yeah. Saab for short.
My goodness.
That she said, and you know, I see this whole machine behind all these frontline folks, and I realize, no matter even if they're buying into it, there's such a huge force pushing behind them. I mean, they are frontline folks, and this is this momentum. They cannot stop it. Mm. They can't stop it. And so they're the front guy or the front lady. And so the senator or representative who asked this question to Catherine Sebelius, that is it true that there are no criminal background checks for the people who are getting all this information, you know, all six people that signed up for the healthcare.
It's really six people.
No, it was the first day. It was the first day. It was eight on the next day. And by the way, for those that understand technology, it's not that complicated.
No. You know,
something happened. And so he asked her, is it true there's no criminal background check? Because every single state's supposed to have some sort of exchange set up where in your state you apply online or the federal website or whatever for see if you qualify or something like that. I don't think anybody can get in. Yeah, they don't know.
They don't even know what you're getting in.
And so then you're entering all this data, like you're cranking it in, you know, google.jazz, you know, you're just entering it in, enter in. And so then somebody gets your name, your address, your date of birth, your social security number, and all this, your income. And because I guess you got to enter your income, I would assume, to see if you qualify for particular levels.
Mm-hmm.
How many children you have, what their date of births are, what your date of births are, what's your medical condition, all this kind of stuff. And this is what she said. We don't require at this time as a federal government to have criminal background checks. And so your representative that you voted to be able to go there leans forward and goes, "So you're telling me that there could be felons, convicted felons." I mean, think about bank robbers and, you know, whatever, criminals, robbers, murderers.
Identity theft. I mean.
Identity theft. Whoa.
Huge.
Yeah. Going through everybody's data and their information. And she's like, well, yes. Like, I'm like, you know, this reminds me though. Doesn't it remind you of like elementary school? It's like that, you know, I remember this. I just kind of always thought differently. And so I look at these things and think, that really doesn't look smart. And so they had back then we had desks that had like stuff you could put in, had like a place to put stuff. Like you had the table that you put stuff on.
Right.
Then it had maybe about 4 inches of a cubby hole that you could put your books in and stuff. So we have like, I don't know, 30 students or something. And some, I guess some kids are just really lived a sheltered life or something. And so the teacher, oh, it might've been Pat, who didn't know. The teacher would call on this one kid and he would be so overwhelmed that people were looking at him that he would take his head, he would lean down and he would look into that hole.
Oh my gosh.
Like
stick his head
like
in
he's like sticking, yeah, it wouldn't fit, but he's kind of like he's looking around for something. And I'm thinking, well, I have this empathy thing going on, like, that doesn't work. You know, we're all even though you can't see us, we can see you looking in your desk, you know. And so everybody else is looking, going like, and you just kind of feel really, right?
Right.
And it's kind of like when we're seeing, you know, our Congress ask questions to this administration, it's like they're looking in their desk, you know? They're looking in their desk, you know? And you're like, no, this question's to you. This question's to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't make me say that. Don't say maybe say that. And it's like, no, we see you. We see what you're doing. Right. Even though you're looking in your desk, this doesn't look good at all. You know, but then you see some of the congressmen and women doing the very same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, did you not think about asking the next question? Like, have you killed anybody lately? I mean, the next question is obviously, are you stealing money? I mean, why isn't there one more question? You have a whole staff. The next question should be, do you think this is sane? You know, anything. This is like, well, this is like one more question could solve everything.
Yeah.
You know, or one memo to that particular person before they show up. Like, this is what we're going to ask you.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. So when you get there, they won't tell you, well, I need to get back with you on that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like this whole thing set up for a person, like a first grader, looking in their desk when your name is called. And it's like, we're seeing this. And it's like, this is like a nation turning in on itself. Those are our leaders, folks. Those are, and understand this, I truly believe in their minds and in their hearts, they think they're doing well. But they don't understand there's a deceiver that deceives us. And outside of God, we're easily just deceived. And you can have good intentions, but the road to hell and servitude is paved with good intentions. The road to concentration camps was paved with perceived good intentions. The road to oppression and horrific things that have happened to mankind, it all started with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the thing about it is this a good intention? Or is this a God intention? Because God intended things. The creator of all things, who holds all things together, who is Lord of heaven and earth, who's chose the very time and the seasons that you live. And he did this. He has an intention. There's an intention. There's a God intention, and there's a good intention. Mm-hmm. A good, you know, man tries to do good, but man's greatest thing is nothing but filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
But God's intentions are good. His intentions towards you are good. If you step outside of God's intentions and try to come up with man's utopia type good intentions, it always ends in big government in men's eyes and hearts and small God, if at all, in their hearts. It always ends up that way. Because the tendency is for a generation to be raised up who had never introduced to God, and all they've been introduced to is government. They respond to government as God. and they begin to seek it for substance and seek it for provision and demand things from it. And they don't pray. They actually call their congresswoman, congressman. They don't bow a knee. They stand up and demand, give me this and give me that. You owe me this. You owe me that. And it's when people turn to government as God. So good intentions, the best intentions, are enemies of good himself, God, who has God intentions for this nation. We need to find out what they are. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.